My name is Margaret Bunt, and I was born in August 1939, and I was christened on the day that war was declared at Alton Church. We were just going to church, and it came over at radio that war was declared with Germany and that. My dad's name was Thomas Hollis, and he was born in Durham, Houghton Spring at Durham. And he was in the army when he met my mum in Edinburgh. She lived in Edinburgh, and they met and married. And he came out of the army in 1926, just as big strike was starting. Couldn't get a job. And his sister, Margaret Riley, lived in Hunslet, and she said to him, come to Yorkshire, because Yorkshire pits are paying more money than Durham pits, and that works better. So they came over to Yorkshire and lived with me, lodged with my auntie Meg and her husband, George Riley, and they lodged with them for a while, and then they got a house up Woodlesford, opposite what used to be White Hart Pub. There used to be some houses there, and they got a house there to rent. And then they got a house down Fleet Lane, down Fleet, where it petrol things down. My dad were a miner at Washake Pit. Coal Hewer, they used to call him, didn't they? Then they got the house at Airedale View, and that's when I was born in 1939.
And what do you remember about living at Airedale View? What's your earliest memories of that?
Earliest memories are air raid sirens and being frightened of them, sleeping with my sisters, cuddling me, and an air raid shelter out in the back garden. I never remember going in that air raid shelter, though.
But there was one out the back.
Of it, yeah. All the houses had a little Anderson shelter in the back garden, you know. I don't remember going in it, though.
Do you remember going to school, then?
Oh, yes, I remember going to school. I remember having a practice of going in air raid shelters at school. I remember being an infant on a seesaw seat. Being tripped to bits with this seesaw seat. And I remember I had to go to sleep in the afternoon. They brought little fold-up camp beds out, and you had a nap. You'd take your shoes off and lie down, and you had to have a nap. I remember playing out in the street, skipping, hide-and-seek, kick-out can we used to play. I remember going scrumping for apples.
Did you do that?
We used to, pears it were mostly, round back at, on Airedale View, that, what used to be park bit, that path you walk up, that were all allotments. And people used to grow all their own fruit and vegetable, raw fed stuff.
So you
used to sneak in there and pinch red currants, black currants. We used to go in there and pinch fruit. And that's where we used to scrump apples if they're in the apple trees and pear trees.
Did you wander around as far as the station in the canal?
Spent a lot of time down by the railway station, just sitting waving to all drivers. Actually, at one time, I played truant from school. I must have only been about 7, 8, and I didn't like this teacher that we had. And I started playing truant, and I used to go sit in station until my dad went to work and then come home, because my mum were like soft with me. She won't let me go. She wouldn't hit me at all, you know. But my dad would have done.
Yeah. What do you remember about your dad going to work? Do you remember him?
I remember waking him up on the morning, and Airedale View still got Cobble Street. And I remember you could hear pitmen coming out of individual houses. They used to wear clogs, and you knew that was Mr. Nicholson going, and that was Mr. Preston going, and my dad were going. You could hear all pitmen going down the street with their clogs on cobbles, you know. And I remember playing out, skipping and whatever, and what we were playing out at school. And my dad would come round the corner at the bottom where the co-op is. And I would just say, oh, my dad. And I'd run to him and, you know, he'd pick me up and spin me round. I would just run to my dad, drop myself in his arms. Yeah.
Did you ever go down to the pit with
him? Yeah. Me and my friend Burrell Raw, on a Friday we got to... especially at school holidays. If we went down and met my dad on a Friday, he used to go and get his wages, see. He used to have a wages office, just get me the wage at the window. And if we met my dad coming out, he'd take us up into the canteen and get us a drink of pop and a bun or something. So we got that off. But I could never recognise my dad when he come out with his black face. And that, because I was short-sighted then, you know. Nobody didn't know that I was short-sighted. And I used to say to Bill, you'll look out for my dad, won't you? Because I can't see him. Just say, is he your dad? And then you'll say, I'll just go get a shower and then wait here. And he used to take us to canteen.
What did he like to do when he wasn't down the pit?
Oh, my dad, he never stayed in. He used to breed pigeons. He had pigeons. And he used to help other men to look after their pigeons if he didn't have a pigeon crew. But he used to breed canaries. It's lovely singing canaries upstairs in the attic. Beautiful canaries. He used to have a ferret, always had a dog, and he used to go rabbiting and rabbit nets. And he used to roll the nets up, keep them in a special pocket in his jacket, and ferret in a bag in other pocket. And dog, faithful dog.
What kind of dog was it?
Well, I remember him having collies or I don't know what they were. Irons 57, I think.
Right. Where did they go? Where did
you used to go up Temple Newsham. A few of them used to go sometimes, but they were right successful. And then we were brought up on rabbit stew, you know. Good old rabbit stew, lovely it was.
That was like poaching then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Do you remember him having getting
No, but
caught?
My brother Terry did. Oh. He got caught once and farmer took rabbits off him that they caught. Him and John, I think John Naylor were with him.
You didn't take them to court?
He did, actually, yes. And, you know, I think I've got that somewhere in the house. He'd just gone into army. National Service called him up and they sent him this fine. And he sent me dad it and said, how's this for a souvenir? And it's got on. He was fined, I think. I don't know how much it was. I can't remember.
That's your brother?
That my brother, Terry. He used to go out rabbiting as well. But six of them once went rabbiting up Temple Newsham. My dad's friends from Pitt. I'll just tell you this story. And they went rabbiting up Temple Newsham. And they used to go at night, especially if it were a moonlit night, were all the better. And the six of them went rabbiting. They all had different breeds of dogs. A woman had a puppy. Well, you know, not a right little puppy, but a bit skitterish and a bit giddy. But anyway, they all went up to Temple Newsham in Tuck Woods. And what they used to put a ferret down, rabbit hole, you see, put a net over it and then sit watch it. And as my dad and these other two friends were watching this all, this apparition appeared. And it was a man and a woman. And my dad says, hairs on the back of his neck stood up. And dogs froze. He said to a man and a woman, and they had medieval clothes on. Like, he said, all registered in my mind was, he had silver buckles on his shoes. And they walked up to this tree that had fallen down. And they walked up to it, and she leaned on the tree, and he was sort of standing over as if we were going to strike her. And then they got up, and then they stood up, and she put her arm in his, and they walked off towards the drive, you know, long drive. And all of a sudden they all come and say, oh, bloody hell, you know, did you see that? Did we all see the same thing? This little dog that were right barking and skitterish had frozen, air was stood up on back, all down its back end were all frozen, its air were stood up. And they all rushed at drive to have a look, because it's not there. And they all swear blind that they saw ghosts. And for ages, ages afterwards, when they were all working down pit, they'd each tell this story and say, hey, Tommy, hey, come here. Tell him what we saw that night we went up to Tempe, you know, to confirm, because nobody would believe him.
Nobody would believe him?
No.
And you don't think they'd had a few too many beers in the middle?
I don't think they went rabbiting with beers, because hot pubs were shut by the time they went. Just to shut at 10 o'clock in them days,
right,
didn't
right,
they?
Right. And it wasn't somebody being naughty in the woods that they bumped into?
No, because they were in, my dad said they had a, they were like smoky, white, and costume that they had on. It was like 16th, 17th century.
Your dad, did you mention the pigeons and the ferreting and the budgies, the canaries.
Yeah.
Did he do anything else? Did he play sport or anything?
No.
Did he
walks, he loved walking. I used to go walk with dogs and that.
What did he do on a Sunday?
go to pub. Come back, get his dinner, go to bed, have a sleep, get up, go to pub again.
Did he get dressed up on or something?
Yeah, well, he wore suit and that, a suit and a flat cap, always a flat cap. He used to go to Pointers, but every year we used to go to on a trip to Bellevue. They used to pay in, they used to pay a little amount in every week, and then just to get a coach trip up to Bellevue at Manchester. And they were points that provide hot sandwiches, and they used to get bottles of beer on bus, and we used to have a lovely day at Bellevue.
At the zoo? Like,
yeah, and it was like a first theme park, I think, ever, because there was a Big Dipper called Bob's. And I remember going there and having a good time there.
Did you go away on holiday as well?
I used to go up to Durham to stay with my relatives, and I used to go to Scotland to stay with my grandparents and my aunties. That was my holiday. That was holidays.
Did your dad have a Geordie accent?
Yeah, never lost it. And my mum didn't have a Scottish accent.
And who were his mates then when you lived down here at Airdaleview?
I think everybody. Because they all worked together, didn't they, at Peyton?
Most of the
we people. All played together, didn't kids? And all men worked together, and all women washed and cleaned together, didn't they?
Did you know people who worked at the brickworks and the quarry? And all the
because not everybody works at Pitt. There were a friend of mine, Buddle, that I played with. They all their family worked at Brickworks, brewery.
Your house, do you remember inside your house, how many rooms were there?
Two bedrooms and an attic. Toilet were outside.
Did you have a bathroom?
No, tin bath. And you all got bath in it. Same more.
And did you have electricity in those houses?
No. Oh, no, no. A gas light in the middle of, with a mantle. You bought a mantle, it was like made of cotton mesh, this mantle. You bought it in a little box at shop, I think it was about a penny, and they had to put this mantle up, and then it had two chains on this gas mantle where you hired it and lowered it and lit it, and that's how you had.
And what about the shops? Did you have to go to the shops for your mum?
Yeah, they were cooperative down at Bottom at Road, still there. That was co-op. I remember going ticket ration books there, going for shopping with ticket ration books with me, and going with my mum. So at butchers, drapery, and then grocers at end. I remember all sugar in bags and ladies weighing them out, and they all had chains on the overalls with scissors on that they used to cut your coupons out of your ration books then when you bought tea or butter. And I used to think, when I grow up, I'm going to work here because I want to have scissors. I want to have a pair of scissors hanging off my belt and cut coupons out.
What about fish and chips? Did you have fish and
chips? Yeah, fish and chip shop were up down at bottom across the road from Co-op. That was the fish and chip shop there. Yeah, with picture house, of course.
Do you remember going there?
Oh, life revolved around that picture house. You used to change picture 3 times a week, I think, and you used to couldn't wait for next night. And then at first, you had to be accompanied by an adult to see a lot of films. So us kids used to stand outside and wait for adults, say, will you take us in, please? Will you take us in?
Do you remember what you saw?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot of musicals. I used to like musicals. I remember going to see Wizard of Oz with my sister, singing songs.
Did you have a radio at home?
Yeah, we had a radio, yeah. And then we had a radio, and then it went to a relay. Norman Ellis had radio shop down at bottom, and he started doing a relay. He called it a relay. And they come and put this radio, and you could had a switch that you could get all different stations on. I think he paid him so much. I think it was a battery. I can't understand it now. That was the first time we got Radio Luxembourg. And when I got to my teens, there were all these Elvis Presleys, and oh, it was fantastic, and Top of the Pops and all that, you know. Used to bop around the kitchen listening to them.
So you didn't listen to the BBC then?
Not so much when I was a teenager, no way. My dad used to like to listen to I used to listen to. Do you know, I remember sitting listening to Tarka the Otter, and it were over, I don't know if it ran every week, and my dad absolutely loved it, you know. And I remember sitting at table, we used to have radio up on the shelf at wall there. I remember sitting listening to Tarka the Otter with my dad, and The Man in Black. That was another mystery one, that one.
And
Dramas.
Did your mum have a job?
Not when I was young, but then she got a job at Lewis's in Leeds, in kitchens. She got a job there. I think I was about 13, 14. And that's when I had to start cleaning up and going for shopping and blackleading black fireplace. We had a black fireplace, a range, you know, with oven. And I had to blacklead it on a Saturday. You had to put it on and then brush it up with a brush. I remember doing that.
Did your mum and dad give you pocket money for doing that?
No, I can't remember getting out for it, you know. But I used to go to pictures, so I suppose that was pocket money.
And what about you then when you left school? How old were you and what did you
15.
Do?
15. You left school at 15 then. And I got a job at Warrington's, at Sturton there, Warrington's, in a box room it was. We were on a machine that did Colgate toothpaste boxes. Still look at them now and I think, crikey, I used to work with them. They used to do playing cards there. They used to do, chocolate boxes there, Cadbury's chocolate boxes. I worked there for about a year till I was 16, I think. I'm nearly 16. And I remember going to work at CNA then.
Did you have to give your money to your mum?
Tips it right up, yeah.
All of it?
Yeah, they tipped it up. They give me, my mum give me back. If I wanted out new, like, started to get fashionable at 50s then, you know, like, dirndl skirts with all skirts underneath and going dancing and so.
And then where did you go after that?
And then I went to work at CNA in Leeds on Bow Lane. My oldest sister took me and got me a job there. And I started there and I absolutely loved it. I loved that job. Met loads of new friends and met different people and, yeah, I really loved that job.
And did you go dancing and stuff in Leeds when you were a teenager?
Yeah, just not so much in Leeds. We used to go to Castleford, to Kiosk in Castleford. There were quite a crowd of us from Woody School that classes we used to go on a Saturday night.
And are the Teddy Boys coming by then when you were a teenager? Was that before then?
There were Teddy Boys, yeah. Jane Pipes and Tony Curtis haircuts.
What did the girls wear then?
And we had dresses with, and dirndl skirts and dresses with, used to wear net underskirts under them so that when you were jiving and you swished round, your net underskirt would show, you know. And we used to spray sugar and water on them when you were ironing them to make them stiff. Oh, and pedal pushers, we used to call them. Trousers, jeans, half, you know.
So what did teenagers do in Woodlesford and Alton when you were a teenager then?
Go to pictures and then go dancing at weekend if you could. Okay. Used to go to a dance place in Leeds. Some of them used to go to Mark Altman's, they used to call it. But then there was that one with Jimmy Savile, what a DJ there, Mecca. Yeah, I only went there once. When you went to Castleford, you see, you got a stamp on the back of your hand when you went in Kiosk, and you got a free bus home at night. They'd have all buses in the street waiting for you when you come out, you see, and you got bus home and everything, you know, free bus home. That was a good way to get home.
Yeah. Tell me about your neighbours on Airedale View then. Tell me what their names were and what you can remember about them.
Oh, I remember them all. They all had families and we all played together and that. There were Mr Walker and Connor, Mr and Mrs Walker. They had one son called Malcolm. I think he was fire warden in war, so I got told, Mr Walker. He always used to light a bonfire when it was bonfire night. Then there were Prestons. And then there were another Preston, I think there were brothers that lived next door, and I played with Jean, went to school with Jean, and there were Clarence and Ernest and all them. Then next door there were Mabel and Tom Walker, They didn't have any children, but oh, they were a lovely, lovely couple. And then there were Nicholsons. They had a big family, all Nicholsons, boys and girls, who grew up together. And then at the end there were Mr. and Mrs. Moss. Next door were Dysons. Then there were Abbeys. And then there were Dixons, my brother married daughter. And then us. And then at the end there were Hursts. Across from us, across I knew, yeah, most of them. Rosalie Wade. And I used to go to school with her. Other ones, Bill Raw, who I played out a lot with, Raw's, they all went to open school. Wright's, Lily's.
And what happened to your dad and your mum when your dad retired? What did they
do? Oh, my dad retired and they were sat in White Hart. He used to play dominoes, my dad loved dominoes. And they were all sat in White Hart, him and some other men that were retired, playing dominoes. And a policeman come in and said, I'm looking for somebody to do crossing for school. Crossing one for Woodsford School. Anybody interested? Oh, no, you know. He said, it's only temporary because we are looking for somebody. And he said, oh, how about you, Tommy, and you're my dad? And my dad said, well, I'm doing it temporarily now. He used to take his dog with him, which was called Whiskey. He was a collie dog. And I think he was about 5 years doing it. So his eyesight started going, his eyesight.